Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Researching the goddess Isis, I learned that one of her many roles is that of the divine midwife. As I sat there listening to the tape, I knew that I had stumbled upon something big. Things were finally starting to come together. You see, the goddess is now and always has been concerned with preparing humanity for delivery into the ever-evolving levels of planetary consciousness. We are now standing on the brink of the fifth-dimensional Aquarian dispensation, and the goddess is once again hard at work masterminding a delivery process for fully gestated souls. As we move closer and closer to the due date, she is most definitely in need of all the assistance she can get. Could this be, alas, where I come in? In September 1998, when I returned to Egypt, I was a woman with a mission. I now knew what I was looking for relative to Isis's command, "Look at me." I know that the temple walls are an ascension manual, written in stone tablets, as it were. I also know that we, as I mentioned earlier, are currently undergoing an ascension process. Here on planet Earth, we are struggling to give birth to superconsciousness. I say struggling because, in our case, the mother does not have adequate information to experience an easy, pain-free delivery. We all know that requisite to birthing anything is a prepared and willing mother. What I have discovered is that, as it relates to this subject, we all want the fruit, but not nearly enough of us are willing to be the soil in which it is grown. I am now convinced that the Divine Mother Isis, by her example, wants to teach those of us who are holding the feminine energy on the planet at this time how to accomplish this most honored and worthy task. I have often heard it said that we are all to teach that which we most need to learn, and, at least in this case, no truer words were ever spoken. I am truly amazed and humbled by what my research has uncovered regarding the beauty and sacredness of the role I have chosen at this time to play.